guys, and welcome to Odson League. And already seventh match day. We have all the games on Wednesday. So we have Alain Balnegri with us to analyze this seventh match day. How are you, Alain?
Hey, Edu. Yes, really fine. Fine after the last crazy weekend in France, especially. We'll be see. The journey will start tomorrow.
Exactly. Someone was telling us, Alain, in other shows that Ligue 1 is the best competition to place our bets. And thanks to you, actually, we are getting a lot of results correct. So, guys, also leave a comment here. Opportunity to ask Alain any questions about French football and make your predictions. And of course, don't forget to click on the like and subscribe to our channel if you enjoy our show and talking about getting predictions right. Alain, I remember you saying for the first game, we have Monaco Saint-Étienne on Wednesday. I remember you saying that you expected goals in that Nice Monaco, and actually we saw four. Was a 2-2 result. Monaco got a point thanks to a penalty scored by Ben Yedder, but only 5 points in this start of the season for Monaco. They only beat Troyes, so for sure they are not happy. What to say about Saint-Étienne? Probably one of also the big disappointments in this start of the season. The second worst team in Ligue 1, only 3 points, and even they lost at home against Bordeaux, another team that is struggling a lot.
Yes, Monaco gave a very good impression in Nice Sunday, especially in the first half. It's the first week they don't lose any game in two games from the beginning of the season, Monaco. And in Monaco coming a team needed points, like Saint-Étienne. In the game against the Girondins Bordeaux, I think the result is not correct because Saint-Étienne dominate most of part of the game. And for that game, Monaco doesn't score two about our three game at home. They have really difficulty to find the goal. I saw a surprise there, a double x2. For Saint-Étienne, odds 2.69.
First surprise, Shuban is asking you, Alain, what Monaco is doing this season? What are their problems so far? Because we saw them that they were kicked out of the preview of the Champions League, although they were this close to kick out Shakhtar Donetsk, and they are struggling, of course, a lot, as you just mentioned, even in the home form, is really poor.
But first, is a really young team. Sometimes with the young team, you have some inconsistent results. They are not regular. They start very soon the season. Some player was playing in the Euro. They don't have holiday to recover and to be fit at the beginning of the season. Kovac try to change something, but the rival known how Monaco play and can defend with low block, and Monaco don't found solution. Now is the synopsis of most of the game of Monaco in Ligue 1. In Nice is different because in Nice have a lot of ambition. Maybe Monaco can have best results about the best team, but with the team who go to Monaco to defend with the low block, to quit space and try to score in transition, Monaco will be found difficulty, and Saint-Étienne is very good in transition.
Okay, travel for Monaco in the first game, and if Monaco is struggling in this start of the season with 5 points, same for the champion. Lille, we have a Lille start game, Lille only 5 points because they lost derby against Lens, second consecutive defeat in Ligue 1 because they also lost against Lorient. The calendar is very tough for them. Remember that they have also Champions League the following week. And for a start game, better start of the season for sure. 7 points. They are in the middle of the table. Goalless draw against Lorient at the weekend after their only victory of the season, that was against Rennes. Here, is Lille ever going to win another game or not? The odds are still very low. The bookies still trust the champion.
But Lille, the best game was in Champions, because the last Saturday we saw again the limit of Lille in the two principal phase of the game. In defense, the people has really difficult to defend his area, and in offensive phase is a team so slowly in the ball circulation. Is a team without ideas, without fantasy in the last 30 meters. Now, playing against Stade Reims, who is similar like Saint-Etienne, is very good in transition, can be a problem for Lille. Lille, in the last 5 games against Stade Reims, they win only one game. And we must value the relationship about Govenek and the team with the fans, because the beginning of the season is a disaster. We saw the results, we saw the sensation, the shape of play, the mentality, the concentration. Lille have a lot of problem, and in my imagination, this one can be the game who Govenek will be lose his job. And for that, I saw Stade de Reims don't lose in Lille. Sign X2, odds 2.10. Stade de Reims is a very good team, very young. Oscar Garcia found the keys to change the mentality, to change the system, the shape of the team, the way of play. And I think is a very good decision about the board to give the bench at the Catalan trainer. And we saw an improving. And I think Stade Reims will be losing in Lille tomorrow.
Okay, another surprise. Already the agents sending the manager's CV to Lille in case Govenek loses his job. We will talk about this, no, in a while, because they are playing against Lorient. But before, we have Montpellier-Bordeaux, for instance. Petkovic was also in danger with Bordeaux, but they won. You mentioned it, probably they didn't deserve to win at Saint-Étienne, but they got the first victory of the season after two consecutive defeats against Lens and Nice. And now they travel to Montpellier. They do against Troyes, playing with one man down. And actually, they score at the very end of the game. Their last two games were victories, actually, against Saint-Étienne and Lorient. So it's a team that has been strong at home lately.
Yes, two teams with a difficult beginning of season. Montpellier, for economical reason, they sold our big striker, like Laborde and Delors, and Bordeaux for the economic problem too, but with a lot of change, with a lot of really young player. The market was a market with loan player. It was difficult to build a strong team. We have the new boss team, have a new trainer with a different system of play. I think Bordeaux suffered a lot Saturday against Saint-Etienne, but they win. Maybe it can be the game of the involution the game of start finally is season and put negativity behind the shoulder of this young team. Montpellier, in my opinion, is a team lose player like Delory Ilabot, but the midfield are the same. Yeah, we activity, we have strength, is a really good mix in the middle. For that game, I think we will be a draw. Odds 3.86, because both team arrive in similar moment. Maybe Bordeaux is in a worst moment like Montpellier, but in this moment I think no both team don't will be take the risk, and a draw will be a good result for both team.
Some internet problems, Alain, but I'm back. Then we have Nantes, Brest. Nantes with 7 points. They beat Angers in a big surprise last weekend, 1-4, after three consecutive defeats. So they really bounced back. Actually, these defeats came without scoring a single goal. Now they are favorites, but still we have good odds to beat Brest. Only 4 points. Got a draw against Clermont after another draw against Angers. Do you fancy this odds for Nantes 2.2?
But not. It was one of the big surprises about the last weekend with the victory in Angers, for the results, for the way, and for the goal. Nantes can be score in the west of France. It's a special game. It's a derby. His performance, you know, but it's a team, it's a bipolar team. It's difficult to predict the result about Brest, because we saw a Brest brilliant against Paris Saint-Germain, who must to save minimal 1 point, and after we saw a Brest really weak in Strasbourg. For this game, I think Nantes will be win the first game at home this season. Is a very good opportunity. Is a very good opportunity to start the season for Nantes, because the beginning was difficult. The second part of the beginning was really weak, and now with the victory in Angers, Comboiré can be work with most relaxed than the last two weeks. Victory of Nantes, the odds is really interesting. Seeing one, odds 2.10.
Okay, home victory for Nantes. Then we have Rennes, Clermont. Rennes, you mentioned last weekend that they were the most disappointing team in Ligue 1 so far, with only 5 points. Then another defeat against Marseille. I guess this can happen, but they are really down in the table. Whereas in the opposite side, we have Clermont in a very positive debut in Ligue 1, still collecting points. They got a draw against Brest, playing with 10 men the second whole half. Only one defeat for them this season, and we have good odds if we go for double chance, for instance, for Clermont.
Rennes Clermont, yes, Rennes made a really weak game in Marseille last Sunday. Genesio has a lot of problem with the strong team, with the team take the possession of the ball, with the team have something more about physical attribute in the aggressivity, in the dynamism. And then Antidote is totally normal for Olympique de Marseille. Clermont, we speak about Clermont from the beginning of the season. It's one of the most funny team of the Ligue 1, with the model of play is really, really offensive, and there don't will be change. There don't will be change. It's an opportunity to Rennes to show they can have the possession of the ball again, our offensive team, like Clermont. Rennes win this game, but I saw another 2.5 odds are interesting. The odds are 2, and I think it's very good opportunity to bet the over 2.5 for this match.
All right, we go for goals here in Rennes. Clermont, they will have Angers, Olympique Marseille, one of the most interesting games on Wednesday, because we have the fourth against the second. We just mentioned the positive start of the season for Angers, but they were surprised. They lost heavily at home against Nantes. And you just said as well that Marseille, they beat Rennes quite comfortably, 2-0, with Dien scoring another goal. So for Sampaoli, 3 straight victories in league, and what is even more important, only conceding 1 goal, because at the beginning of the season they were quite off leaking, and now the defense is also good. Alain, what do you see here in this Angers Marseille?
I saw Marseille because Angers is doing well from the beginning of the season, but Angers have one big problem. They have an internal problem with the ex-trainer, with strong accusation, and maybe in the vestiary now they feel that. They feel that atmosphere. They feel that that's problem are accumulate, and the team start to feel that. And we saw that against Nantes Sunday. Marseille is flying in this moment, with the model of play of Sampaoli are accept interpret from the player. Is really, for me, is with Clermont and with Lens, it was are the most funny team to watch this season at the moment in Ligue 1. They are really a lot of charisma, a lot of passion. Technically, the team is very good. The market was brilliant during the summer. The transfer was brilliant with Paolo Longoria. And I saw Marseille will be won and will be win in Angers. Odds are hyper interesting, 2.30, and I think Marseille win Sunday tomorrow in Angers.
Good odds, as you said, for Marseille to win, 2.3. Rui Pedro is telling us Marseille to win and both teams to score, so the odds will be even higher. Then we have the third in the table, Lens playing against Strasbourg. Lens, they beat Lille in the derby with Frankowski scoring the winner. So now for them, victories in the last 4 games, no defeats for them so far in the season, and they play a team like Strasbourg, that they are strong at home. They beat the Mets in the weekend, but away they have 2 defeats, although it was against the tough teams like PSG or Lyon. Also good odds, Alain, if we support the local team here.
Yeah, the Lens quit this really, really strong behavior to don't have winning against Lille since 2007. Is one of the derby most electric in France. They won the derby Saturday. that play a very good game. They won the first game at Bollard. Now the against Strasbourg, the stadium will be empty, and that one can be a factor against Racing Club de Lens. Strasbourg is not in a very good moment away. We saw a weak team in the defensive phase and in the corner against Lyon, and Lens is a team with a rhythm, is a box to box, is a team. I think with Marseille, they are the team play with the rhythm highest in Ligue 1, and I saw Lens winning. I see Lens winning against Strasbourg. The odds are really interesting, and I don't understand why, because the difference about the team are bigger than the odds. Maybe it's because the stadium will be empty. Edu, odds is 2.06, and for me is really interesting, and I seen Lens can winning against Strasbourg.
Okay, appealing odds then for you for Lens to beat Strasbourg. Then Lorient, Nice with 10 points after drawing against Monaco. Free flow scoring in this start of the season. 12 goals scored in the last four Ligue 1 games. Also not for them yet, but Lorient is not easy ground in this Ligue 1. This is a team that at home they were able to beat Lille or Monaco, for instance. You see problems for Nice in this away game?
For me, no, because Galtier managed very well that type of game. It's true, there are positive results again Lille and Monaco, but Lille and Monaco are not in a big moment, not in a good form, especially in the moment where they played against European team. Needs, especially that type of game, normally away needs manage very well this game. Galtier managed very well that type of game last season with Nice, with Lille, sorry. And we have the confirmation that this season needs are really strong away. Now, in Lorient is always difficult because Lorient make most than the 50% of his points at home, but Lille for me is a Champions League team this season in Ligue 1, and there will be in Bretagne 32 for the victory about the Galtier boys.
Kelechi asks you, Alan, if you can see Nice continuing in this way of the season. I think you do, and you actually like Nice, but Kelechi is asking you if you think this can long the whole season.
Sorry?
Yeah, we have some problems, I think, with the internet.
Edu,
if you think the Nice form can long the whole season, Alan, Kelechi is asking you if this can continue, if Nice can keep it going for the whole season.
Well, for me, Nice will be a candidate for champions. I am for many reasons. First, Galtier is a guarantee. Two, the market is one of the team in Ligue 1 can be market, and they do a brilliant market. Really young player. Galtier had experience. The base was very interesting. They don't play in Europe, and that one for the energy is really important. And my doubt was the team will be incorporate quickly the concept of Galtier, or will be take time? And I think we can say the team adapt his play about the Galtier ideas. And for me, is a guarantee. Galtier is undervalue. Is a trainer undervalue what he do in Saint Etienne first and after in Lille. Is classical about a really really big trainer, and I think in Nizza he can be working with a project to be a protagonist in Europe too, and it's for that he chose Nizza, not only for the sun, but and I think he can have a lot of success in Nice.
Okay, thanks, Alain, for your answer and your explanation about Nice. Then we have Metz PSG, first of the table against the last one. Probably PSG is going to smash the Metz, but of course they are leaving us many doubts about how they are going to perform as a team against strong teams like Olympique Lyon, for instance, in the weekend. They had to wait until the last minutes to see Icardi scoring, also in the Champions League against Bruce, and also Alain, some problems on how Pochettino is going to manage of these constellations of stars, because we saw Messi pissed off at him when he left the pitch. How do you see this PSG? How do you see this game?
But manage this team, we saw that. We said that at the beginning of the season, manage this team, the difficulty is found the balance, the defensive balance, the balance about the time of play of the player. Because Messi go out is a big polemical for common journalists, because it's not a news for me. But Icardi was in the bench, and Icardi is important player, he's key player in Italy. You know, the Serie A, Edu is a key player. He's a player changed the game. But Pochettino is in this way, manage, defensive phase, time of play about the player, ego about the player, really important. And he must to search and found a collective. Because in Champions, we can play with only with individual player, because we don't want the champions if you are only a Panini team. And in this moment, the midfield, I saw a lot of doubt, the structure of the midfield in Paris. What is the idea? You want to play with three, you want to play with a double pivot and four offensive player. We have a lot of doubt, but his chance is now. He found Mess, who is in a deep crisis, losing the derby for Strasbourg can change a season in the head of the offense, in the harmony of the team, and we saw a Metz without goal. They have a lot of problem with the goal. For that, I saw Metz score against Paris Saint-Germain odds 2.00.
I like that PSG is a Panini team or FIFA team or something like this. It's a constellation of stars, good players, but the task for Pochettino is making a team out of them. And our last game is Olympique Lyon 3. Olympique Lyon, we just said that they were very close to get a point from the Parc des Princes, but only 8 points so far in this start of the season. So they have to improve. They were way improved actually until that defeat against PSG. So, for sure, I'm quite certain, Alain, that you trust them to beat Rouen, a team that drew against Montpellier after the victory against Metz. So, they are in a positive run, but probably this is going to end in the Groupama Stadium.
The era Peter Bosz is starting. He's starting with the game against Racing Club de Strasbourg last Sunday. Confirmation in Ibrox Park with a brilliant, brilliant game of Olympique Lyonnais. The losing in the Parc des Princes, for me, the referee changed the history is of his game because the penalty in Neymar was not a penalty, it was foul on Neymar, and he changed the history of the game. Very good sensation, very good sensation, a very good feeling. Bruno Guimarães and Cacré are giving that balance need the team of Peter Bosz in both phases, in the defensive phase and in offensive phase. Shaqiri and Boateng give experience. We are we saw a very good Moussa Dembélé in very good version of leadership, like captain. Oussem Aouar is improving respect to the last season, and now Troyes is coming in Lyon. Troyes have a lot of problem in the defensive phase. Adil Rami don't found the solution for the team who the owner is Manchester City. I saw Olympique Lyonnais winning with one more goal and handicap more one odds 2.10.
Rui Pedro also thinks the same. Lyon Asian handicap minus one, so they have to win for two goals advantage for you to win the bet. If they win for one goal advantage, you get your money back. This is Alain's pick. This is also Rui Pedro's pick. Then, Alain, let's see your ACA for these games on Wednesday.
See, ACA of the week, not Brest, SIG 1 odds 2.10. OM win. Odds 2.10, Lorient, OGC Nice, Nice win, odds 2.20, and OL 3 with the handicap for Lyon 2.10, totally 20.37.
Brilliant, Alain. Thank you very much. Sorry for the internet problems, but this can happen in live videos. Guys, still leave a comment in the video. And don't forget to click on the like and subscribe. And of course, follow the French competition, the Ligue 1, with Alain Balnegre and with Otspedia. And see you very soon, because on Thursday we will have more Ligue 1. Enjoy. Bye. Au revoir.
Bye. Ciao, Edu.
Ciao.